It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. And wonders are God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Sunday, everybody. This is Sunday. This is the 8th day of March, 2015. Delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On the air at this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We're calling America to pray. It's not just about getting us praying for America. We are calling America to pray. You can be one in a million by signing up at letsprayamerica.com. There's a place for you to sign up. And if you want to be a part of Breakout Prayer Network, your church, your city. And we still have, six states that have not signed up with us. So we've got 44 states that are praying with us. 48 nations that are praying with us, 48 states. And I'm going to give a shout out to Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Wyoming. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is anybody listening out there from Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Wyoming? We need you to go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and we need you to sign in so we can have all 50 states praying with us here on the Breakout Prayer Network. And you can, there's a map if you go to letsprayamerica.com, and it shows all of the cities that are praying with us. You need to make sure that your city is praying with us. And, of course, make sure that you are praying with us. If you've been dropped from our daily prayers that we send out, sometimes that can happen. It's very difficult, I know, to sign back up. You actually need to sign back up with a different email address. Anyhow, it's good to have you listening in on BPN Radio on this Sunday morning. And this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I declare that we are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're going over and not going under. God did not bring us this far to let us down. God did not bring us this far to let us drown. We're going to the other side. We're going to be strong finishers. We know how to blow the charge. We don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. I declare that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. We can do what God says we can do. We can go where God says we can go. We can stay where God says we can stay. We can say what God says we can say. We can have what God says we can have. We can start what God says we can start. And we can finish what God says we can finish. We can live where God says we can live. We can give what God says we can give. We can receive what God says we can receive. We can sow where God says we can sow, and we can reap where God says we can reap. We can meet who God says we can meet. We can minister where God says we can minister. We can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens us. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for us today at this very moment. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off, old home paid off, new vehicle paid off, old vehicle paid off, new opportunities, new favor, new relationships, new dreams, new visions, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new connections, new partners, new investors, new revelation. Today is a good day. We declare that all is well today. All is well in our family. All is well in our future. All is well in our finances. All is well in our health. All is well in our emotions. All is well in our city. Today's a good day. Blessed day. God day. TGIS. Thank God it's Sunday. Father, we thank you. We come through the gates of thanksgiving and through the courts of praise. We are so thankful for life. We're thankful that we have this opportunity to pray together with people all across America and around the world here on BPN Radio. And we know that all things are possible today, Father God, with you. All things are possible and nothing is impossible to those who believe. And we know that you are at work to fulfill the will, plan, and purpose that you have for us, even when we came out of our mother's womb. So we declare today that we have been sentenced to success. I pray your will be done here on the Sunday broadcast on BPN Radio. Thank you for the people that are listening. Thank you for the people that are praying with us as we pray for the churches and pastors on this Lord's Day, on this Sunday. So we pray for the broadcast today. We pray the will of God be done here today. And we ask all of these things in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm thankful for the church today. I'm thankful for the opportunity that I have to be a part of the worldwide church as well as the local church. And I know there's a lot of people that just says, well, you don't believe the local church is relevant today. It's not contemporary. And that's our only day that we have maybe to be with our family. And our kids are involved in athletic programs, which startles me that our children will be playing sports on Sunday morning. Bad example. Anyhow, just speaking out a little bit. But we need to be in the house of the Lord. If we don't have a home church, I'm praying that God will give you a home church, a pastor, of people to be a part of, and it will be more than just having a church in your home. That means that you watch by internet or maybe have your own devotions, what have you. We need the church. Jesus said, on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church is not man's idea, by the way. The church was designed to be the central theme or the central focus in a community, a church that is led by a pastor, elders that work along with the pastor, and the church is a place where people can come and find safety. Sometimes we get wounded in the house of God. I understand that can happen. We can also be wounded going to work, but we still go to work. We also can get wounded, fall down in a grocery store, which has actually happened to my wife, Jean, but she keeps going back to the same store because she needs what they have, and we need what the church has. So I bless every pastor. I bless every church, and I'm so thankful that we still have the opportunity, the privilege to worship openly going to church on Sunday morning. So we're praying today, and I'm going to be calling out some churches and cities today that are praying with us, and I'll do that in just a few moments. So right now we're going to have music by a man that even though I've never met him, I've listened to his music since 1976. That's a long time ago. His name is David Ingalls. He lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mighty man of God, a faithful man of God. And one day I'll meet David Ingalls. Man, I may even have him on the broadcast. But today, because his music has made such an influence in my life, that I'm going to feature his music today. So David Ingalls is going to sing. He's going to talk about going into the chamber. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go into the holy place. Who shall ascend to the holy place? Who shall stand in the hill of the Lord? Who shall ascend into his holy place? Those that have clean hands and a pure heart. So, Father God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us by your blood. And wash and make us whiter than snow. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. In Jesus' name, we enter the holy place. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Here's David Ingalls.
The word tells us to enter into thy closet and shut thy door. Now, closet in the original Greek means bedchamber. These are the times when we enter into that intimacy, our recreated spirit with the Holy Spirit of God, and have that relationship. And then life comes forth. And thank God for the chamber experience. In the chamber.
Father, I worship you out of my spirit, blessing and thanking you in our own way. Your heart I covet, Lord, your will and purpose, so into submission I surrender this day. Into the chamber be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy Shekinah unending is all I long for. Now on my pathway the winepress falls heavy, but bringing forth only the best of the so I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling to be a part of that beautiful lady and bride. Into the chamber, gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover Shekinah. Unending is all I long for.
Okay, there you have David Ingalls providing music for us today here on this Sunday. Delighted to have you listening into BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, as I pray with those of you today that are tuned in. And if you're listening by computer, remember that you can listen by your smartphone. All you have to do is download the TuneIn app. That's TuneIn, the TuneIn app. And there's hundreds of stations on that one application. And you can download that and then go to click on to BPN Radio, and you will have your assignment. And most of the time you have to listen to about a 20 or 30 second commercial that's paid the bills for that particular network, the TuneIn network. But anyhow, thank you for listening. So delighted to have you here on BPN as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. We pray for you and your family today as you listen and pray with us. And I try not to be too critical about people that don't have a home church, because sometimes in the process of moving, in the process of our job, our working hours, things happen that kind of distract us, get us away. Sometimes there are problems or difficulties in the church, and there, for many reasons, we can be left without a home church. So I'm going to pray for you today. Father, I pray for people that do not have a home church. They don't have a pastor that knows them, and they know him. I pray in Jesus' name for divine appointment, divine connection concerning a pastor for these people and their families. And sometimes as adults we say, well, we don't know that we really need to attend church all that much. But if particularly, you know, I believe you should. And but particularly if you have children at home, because they learn by example, you not sending them to church but taking them to church. So I pray for a church that you will be connected to. The Bible says those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. And so I just declare that you get planted in a local church, and you know that is your church. And then many times we get in the church, then we have problems or difficulties that arise in the church because of misunderstandings, maybe something the pastor did or didn't do, one of the elders did or didn't do, maybe a change in philosophy. I don't know. A number of things can happen. Maybe words were said. So it's very easy to get wounded in the house of the Lord, but I also believe that you can get healed in the house of the Lord. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for every church that is going through challenges and problems and difficulties. And I pray, Lord, for healing and restoration. I pray for unity. And we know that it's good. Unity is good. For your word declares how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. Where did he command the blessing? He commanded the blessing for those who dwell together in unity. What is unity? Where we all say the same thing. And so, you know, it's important if our pastor gets up and says, you know, we've decided to build a new building. We just all say, well, we're gonna build a new building. And if the pastor gets up and says, you know, we're believing God for a revival in our church like we've never had before, then that's what we're going to say. We're believing God for a revival in our church like we've never had before. So we all speak the same thing. Satan wants to come and cause disunity, friction, misunderstandings. And so we pray right now for every pastor that you would strengthen the man of God, the woman of God, as they lead the church. I pray that you would send great anointing as he declares the word, or they declare the word of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. And you said, well, you to believe in women preaching. I do. And I trust that I won't be offensive, but, you know, some of the best preachers I know of are women preachers. And so I just bless the men and the women that are preaching the word today. I bless them in the name of Jesus. And I just pray for every church in America today that's represented here on BPN, and those that are not represented, but they are lifting up the blood-stained banner, and they are working together. And I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I even pray for a refreshing of the Holy Spirit. And you know, we can get so dry, we can just get into a spiritual drought. But I just pray for a refreshing. David Ingles is ministering today, and I love the music of David Ingles. Some people say, "Well, I don't quite care for the country gospel music." Well, we have different types of people, different types of listening audiences, and we just have different types of music. So today we have David Ingles music, and I like it, and I'm going to play it right now. This is the refreshing. We just need to believe God for refreshing. Amen and amen.
And another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, "This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest." And this is the refreshing. I was speaking from Isaiah 28, verse 11 and 12. And then in Jude, the general epistle of Jude, the 20th verse. "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost."
Glowing light.
giving thanks we bow in languages you know. Our voice in spirit flows.
Speak rest over people today. People today that are very tired. Some people not even in church today because they just I'm so tired. I need some rest. And I just pray for people today that they would have supernatural rest. And sometimes we think rest is a geographical location. And even David felt that way. He said that, oh, that I might have wings like a dove, that I might fly away and be at rest. And I've had that feeling myself and contemplated many times. Man, I just think if I could just fly away somewhere and just get some rest. But I've learned that rest has not necessarily come with a geographical location. That rest comes from Him. This is the rest wherein He has called the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Those of you that are very tired, very weary, those of you that may even be suffering from burnout, and I do believe that burnout is real. I experienced burnout myself, and I know that I had some very spiritual ministers that said, you know, if you were filled with the Spirit, if you were full of the Holy Ghost, and you were spending more time with the Lord, you would not be having this burnout. But I had burnout, I had stress, anxiety, I had panic attacks. And when God finally brought me to a place of rest, which I'm praying for you, then I began to do these seminars for pastors and leaders dealing with stress, burnout, and anxiety. And I'm sure that there was someone doing it at the time. I just didn't know who was, but I just knew that I had to go out and minister to pastors and leaders that were going through a lot of burnout. So I know that in the ministry, because of the demands that are put on ministers, I know that they can have some stress, anxiety, and burnout. And that means that when you burn out, you feel like you don't have anything left to give. And then you start reading your sermons, or you start trying to scramble for some other ideas, and maybe quote somebody in a book or pick up on a program that somebody else is doing. And, you know, your zest and your vision becomes very difficult to articulate. So, Father, I pray for pastors and leaders that's going through burnout. I pray that that church members in the church would begin to discern maybe if this is happening to their pastor. And I pray, Lord, that they would pray daily for them. If they're going through burnout, they would respond and say, hey, we need to give you some time off. Why don't you rest? And we want to spend some time praying with you. Anyhow, you know, the shepherds are under attack. And being in in ministry now for almost 49 years, I can certainly understand, discern what so many pastors go through. And so I pray for you men of God, you women of God, and I ask God to refresh you. And I ask the Holy Spirit to refresh those of you that are listening today. You may not be a pastor or a church leader, but you may be having some stress. You may be going through some burnout in your own life. They're like, there's so many demands on me that I can't meet every demand. Well, I pray for you that the Holy Spirit will refresh you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, you're listening to BPN Radio on this Sunday. Delighted to have you along praying with me, agreeing with me, and tell somebody about BPN Radio. If you have a prayer request, you can go to our BPN website, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can put in your prayer request, and we have a national prayer team that will be praying for the next 5 days for your need. And Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator, she'll send those prayer requests out to the team, and they will be praying for you. If you want to make a donation, a contribution to this ministry, Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio, you can just go to bpnradio.com. BPN, of course, stands for Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. And there at the bottom of the page, there is a donation button, and you can click the button and use your credit card. You can use your debit card, PayPal, or you can even send a check. And so we would be very thankful and grateful for your contribution. We believe that this is a worthwhile ministry as we call people to pray. We have almost 1,000 churches that are represented at Breakout Prayer Network, as well as about 700 cities. And we're going to recognize some of the churches today and give a shout out and say thank you for praying with us. We don't have enough time, of course, to name all 1,000 churches, but we are very, very thankful and grateful for the 986 churches that are represented at Breakout Prayer Network. So we just want to welcome Broadmoor Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Yorktown Vineyard Church, Yorktown Heights, New York, Grace Family Church, Power Site, Missouri, Destiny People Worship Center, McClinney, Florida, Life Church, Wichita, Kansas, Union Church of God in Honore, South Carolina. We want to welcome today Emmanuel Fellowship, Cottonwood, Arizona, as well as God's Way Church of Ministries in Conway, Arkansas. I want to welcome New Life Church and the Assembly of God Church there in Hot Springs, Springdale First Assembly of God in Springdale, Arkansas. Welcome. I want to welcome Church on the Living Age in Longwood, Florida, Cornerstone Church of God in Lantana, Florida, as well as Trinity Christian Center, Lakeland, Florida, where we ministered many, many times. I want to welcome Faith Assembly of God in North Fort Myers, Florida. We want to welcome St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Orlando, Florida, and the Church of the Harvest in Fayetteville, Georgia. We want to welcome the Mission in Hialeah, Hawaii, as well as Sharp Memorial Methodist Church in Young Harris, Georgia. We want to give a shout out to Hilltop Pentecostal Church in Brownstown, Indiana, that is praying with us, as well as Day Spring Assembly of God in Frenchburg, Kentucky. Want to welcome Lakeshore Church in Covington, Louisiana, Good Hope Baptist Church in Singer, Louisiana, as well as Salem Full Gospel Church in Salem, Missouri. Want to welcome Heritage Reformed Church in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. We want to welcome Pinyon Hills Community Church, Farmington, New Mexico, as well as Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico, where Gene and I used to lead that church. Hamlet Church of God of Prophecy, Hamlet, North Carolina, praying with us, as well as Lifeway Church in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. I want to welcome Oilton Christ Fellowship in Oilton, Oklahoma. And we have a number of churches in Tulsa. Just want to give a shout out to all of those churches in Tulsa, including the First United Methodist Church of Tulsa and the First Baptist Church in Tulsa. Radius Church in Lexington, South Carolina, praying with us, and First United Methodist Church in Bedford, Texas. Bentry Bible Fellowship in Carrollton, Texas, as well as Grace Church Liberty, Dayton, Texas, Cross Timbers Community Church in Denton, Texas, Denton Bible Church as well in Denton, Texas. I want to welcome Grace United Methodist Church in Katy, Texas, and You Love Global Ministries in Liberty, Texas. Victory Christian Center in Porter, Texas. Well, we have a number of churches in Texas. We are so thankful. And, of course, Sugar Creek Baptist Church in Sugarland, Texas, the epicenter where we've ministered in Sugarland, Texas. First Assembly of God, Wichita Falls, Texas. We welcome you, as well as the Lutheran Church in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And so thank you for participating. If your church is not represented, you just go to letsprayamerica.com and you can sign your church up. They will be represented on the map. And of course, we are believing God for 1,000 churches to pray for us, pray with us, and pray for us. And we're also believing God for 1,000 prayer centers. I would like to invite you to be a prayer center. Maybe you already have a weekly prayer meeting going, and you'd like to just be a part of the BPN 1,000 prayer centers. And you say, well, we'd just like to cooperate with that. We'll send you out a list of things we'd like for you to agree with us every Monday. And then you can meet anytime during the week. We will list you as a BPN prayer center. And if it's public, we will make it known where it's at. And if it's private prayer time, then we will list it as private. We'll list the leader's name, but we will not give the location because we realize that there are some prayer meetings, people that pray privately, but they are praying. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, I'm going to be in the midst thereof. And so, Father, we pray. Would you help me pray right now? We pray for 1,000 prayer centers in America, in 1,000 cities led by 1,000 prayer leaders. In Jesus' name, we pray that people would just go to the application, which is on bpnradio.com. There's an application there, and you simply fill out that application, submit it, and we will approve that and send it back to you, and then we will list you as a prayer center, prayer leader, because we're making a difference. What is the hope of our nation? The hope of the nation is the church. And what is the hope of the church? Prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said he would hear from heaven, forgive our sin, heal our land. We pray, oh God, for a healing for our nation. We pray for a spiritual awakening. How are we going to get a spiritual awakening? 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 cities praying, declaring the same thing will result, I believe, in a spiritual awakening in America. And we are in critical condition today. And we need another spiritual awakening. It's all going to come in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is. And we're going to pray. We're featuring the music of David Ingalls, a man that has had a tremendous impact on my life. Just listening to his singing and having the Holy Spirit speak to me. And you can get his albums. He's got several albums on iTunes. And or I'm sure you can get in touch some way with his ministry, David Ingalls Ministry in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so one day I'm going to get to meet him, have him on the broadcast. And so David's going to sing about the name. There's something about the name of Jesus. And David's going to sing, and then we'll continue here on BPN Radio on this Sunday?
That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus. He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to command, with the court of high heaven watching over me. In the presence of God I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature, demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name.
Okay, we're featuring the music of David Ingalls from Tulsa, Oklahoma, here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, the Lord's Day, and thankful that you are listening in, praying with us today. And we are very thankful and grateful for the opportunity to lead prayer. We've been leading prayer in America since 1967, and we have been ministering the gospel since 1966. Next year, Gene and I will celebrate 50 years in the ministry, and we're so thankful that we can serve and be a part of what God is doing and helping helping serve our generation. And so, speaking of Tulsa, Oklahoma, we want to congratulate Pastors Don and Kay Couch in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as they celebrate this month 10 years of ministry at Vision Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pastors Don and Kay Couch, they were Gene and I's youth pastors way back in the 70s, about the time we got acquainted with David Engel's music. And so we want to congratulate them and the congregation of the Vision in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, you know, I just want to honor them. I want to honor men that God put in my life that's helped me along the way. Each one of us must understand that we did not get here by ourselves. Somebody helped us. Somebody helped us along the way. And I'm so very, very thankful and grateful. And, you know, I had a number of Sunday school teachers that were tremendous blessings to me, to Gene and I, when we first got married and started out. And I remember way back in Comanche, Oklahoma, Ben Bearden was my Sunday school teacher. Ruby Morgan was Gene and I's Sunday school teacher right after we got married and went to church there. And then some pastors helped me along the way. Kenneth McGee, Carl Alcorn was my pastor when Gene and I were called into the ministry. Kern Choate was the youth pastor of the church, and he let me preach right away there on a Saturday night at Southside Assembly of God Church in Wichita Falls. John Hoker gave me my first revival and helped me get started. Calvin Newton, when Gene and I went into full-time ministry, Calvin Newton gave us our first revival after we went in full-time ministry. David Wilkerson was preaching there the night at Southside Assembly of God Church in Wichita Falls. He was preaching the night that I was called to preach. And the man that gave me my credentials to preach was the district superintendent of North Texas District, E.R. Anderson. And E.R. Anderson is with the Lord, but I just want to say I appreciate E.R. Anderson giving me my credentials. And Charles Greenaway preached my ordination service and made a tremendous impact on my life. Marvin Gorman made an impact in my life in those early years and still my friend today. So I'm thankful for the men that has impacted my life. I just want to say thank you. People that I did not name your name, but I'm very grateful. And of course to my dad, O.C. Gentry, that was a tremendous made a tremendous impact, and my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, and all of the men over the years that has opened the door, invited me to come and minister in their church. I'm very thankful, and I'm very, very grateful. Thankful for my pastor in Fort Worth, Texas, Bob Nichols, who has celebrated his 50th year as the pastor of Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, and I'm grateful for him. I'm thankful for Tom Peters, my brother, who these two men I've submitted my ministry to, and great men of God. So I'm just naming some names. Probably most of you don't even know them, but I do, and I'm very thankful, grateful. So I speak blessings upon those that have gone before me, help prepare the way. I'm very thankful, and I'm very grateful. I would like to remind you that, speaking of Comanche, Oklahoma, a few moments ago, Dr. Larry Martin and myself will be giving a call to Comanche June 25, 26, and 27. And the purpose of this is to invite people who are needing to get started or restarted in the ministry or whatever God has called you to do. It's just going to be a wonderful 3 days. And we're going to begin to instruct you, minister to you, lay hands on you, pray for you, encourage you. and get you launched out, because the harvest is ready. It's plenteous and the laborers are few. So it's kind of an unusual thing. We're going to go back to the very church that both of us attended as boys. And Larry Martin and I, Dr. Larry Martin and I, both were launched out of Comanche, Oklahoma, into full-time ministry. So mark the dates on your calendar. Also remember, we're hosting a prayer leaders conference, a prayer leaders gathering, BPN prayer leaders gathering in Austin, Texas, Compass Church, and that will be April 9th, 10th, and 11th. You can register at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. One other announcement I do want to make is that next Sunday and Monday, Leland and I, four-time Grammy nominee Leland and I, will be ministering at New Hope Church in Concord, California. Everyone in the Bay Area is welcome to come and be with us Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, and Monday night at New Hope Church in Concord, California, where Jeff Kinney is the pastor. So come if you can. If you can get there, it's going to be a couple of great days, morning and evening. In just a moment, we're going to pray for those that need healing before we conclude. And because I believe today there are people that need to be healed, and we want to pray for you. David Engel is going to sing one more song about healing, and then we're going to come back and conclude by praying for those of you that need a miracle in your physical body or your emotions. And so we're going to be right back and pray. And so here on BPN Radio, we just believe that music and prayer go together. And we try to play songs that correspond to our prayer. So here it is.
The enemy's always trying to put me down, lying every step of the way, saying that my faith is unsound, telling me be careful what you say. But I believe that I receive my help, that prayer of faith was prayed for me. I believe that when I heard amen, that to me resounded victory. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am whole.
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were. And if we were, then I am. I am healed. Tip of my toes. I hold fast to that which I confess. Satan, sin, and sickness has to flee. 'Cause I'm tired of being sick and tired of wicked powers and principalities. I praise God for Jesus and the cross, of his completed work at Calvary. And because he paid the total cost, I can sing a song of victory. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am whole.
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were, and if we were, then I am. I am healed,
I am healed.
I am whole,
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. I am healed,
I am healed.
I am whole,
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. Isaiah 53:5 says we are, and if we are, then I am.
to the tip of my toes. From the top of my head to the soles, to the tip of my toes.
Well, the music of David Ingalls here on BPN Radio. I declare that you are healed today. By stripes you were healed, by stripes you are healed. So I set myself in agreement there with that great music of David Ingalls. He sings songs of healing and songs of faith. Father, we pray today for those that are listening to the broadcast today that need healing. And I just set myself in agreement with every one of them that need a miracle. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, and we pray for every need that is represented today. Father, we pray for our engineer, Arena, who lives in Moldova near Russia, who is very seriously ill in the hospital. We pray for Arena today that you would heal her. We ask for a miracle for Linda Ragland. We pray today in Jesus' name that you would minister to her. We pray for Carol Keller, who needs healing, pastor's wife in Vermont, and our friend, my longtime friend Gary Schaefer. We pray for his healing. We pray for Janet Nichols' healing and Jason Couch healing in Jesus' name. And we pray for everyone out there today that you need a miracle. We set ourselves in agreement that you are healed of the Lord. We want to include our friend, my prayer partner, Bob Schaefer, in that prayer. We speak healing over Bob. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just receive it. Well, we thank you for being a part of a Breakout Prayer Network today. And remember, if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. And there's a place that you can leave your prayer request. I just speak a blessing over you today on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. I trust that you're having a wonderful day with your church family and with your biological family or your friends, that you will enjoy this Sunday, the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for being a part of BPN. We're going to be back tomorrow at this same time. Or any time. You have a great day. And this program is being produced by Michael Schonborn. We will be back to pray tomorrow. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.